Do you? It does say, actually, in the notice board that's been printed for this month, that it is a prayer meeting tonight. Well, there is between 7 and 7.30, but in fact it is the congregational meeting as well. So slight omission on that one, not to worry. And last point I've got, do avail yourselves, please, of the books on the bookstall. Do borrow them, read them, and put them back again. They're there, they're put out every week, but I know they don't get a tremendous amount of use, so please do avail yourself. Similarly, the booklets and papers that are produced by the various missionary societies are on the table down in the refectory. Again, they're put out week by week. They are there for taking, reading, and etc. So please do make use of them. Are there any other notices that I've omitted? Right, thank you. Let's begin this time with just committing ourselves to God. So let's pray. Lord, as we would come to this, at the beginning of this service, we would just confess, Lord, that we are so weak, we are so frail, and yet, Lord, we know that you have total sufficiency. We pray, Lord, that you will indeed be over this whole occasion, that you will indeed empower the reading of your word, that you will indeed be over each one of our hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us open hearts, open ears, and open minds. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Our call to worship, I've taken from John's first letter. And if we could stand and read together. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest. And we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things, so that our joy may be complete. If we remain standing and we sing two hymns together, There Is a Redeemer, followed by Tell Out My Soul.
Spirit till the work on earth.
And now number 631, Tell Out My Soul. Please be seated. And as we come before God, and as particularly as we come to his table, it's right that we should just pause and confess what we are and what our nature is before God. And so I've chosen the following verses from the one that we read in our call to worship. That this follows on from where we were. So if I could have the confession up, and we'll read together, sitting down. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This morning we have Frank and Chantel for membership, and then later on we will be ordaining Keith as deacon. So if I could ask Frank and Chantel to come up.
Which one's over there?
Yes, wherever you like.
Yes.
It's your call.
Oh, I finished yet.
And as the custom and practice of the church is, we have questions for your membership, okay, which we're required to ask you.
I'll just repeat, yeah.
Do you know that God exists as a personal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge that you are a sinner, not only in thought, word, and deed, but in very nature?
Yes.
That if God were to judge you as you deserve, he would have to condemn you?
Yes.
Do you know that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he bore the punishment for sin and did everything necessary to make you right with God? Do you know God's promise that he who believes on the Son has eternal life? And have you personally repented of your sin and trusted Christ as your Saviour so that you can say without presumption that you are now a child of God?
Yes.
Do you intend to serve Christ and to make him Lord over every area of your life, realizing that this may be costly and that you will need to depend daily on God's strength?
Yes.
Do you recognize the authority of the elders, and are you willing to accept their discipline if that should ever be necessary?
Yeah.
Do you promise to support this congregation by prayer, by giving, and by caring practically for individuals?
Yes.
Do you commit yourselves to fostering healthy relationships in this congregation, recognizing that this includes the stifling of gossip and the expression of any criticism in a positive and humble way to the person concerned?
Yes.
Thank you. And if I could ask the members to stand, please. Will you accept this couple, pray for them, love them, support them, through all circumstances?
Yes. Yes.
Let's pray for them. Lord, we just thank you for this couple. Thank you for Frank. Thank you for Chantel. And Lord, we just thank you for their commitment to you. And Lord, as we just have formally perhaps welcomed them into this church this morning, Lord, we just know that they have indeed been part of this community and fellowship now for quite some time. And Lord, we just thank you for all that they are and all that they do. Lord, we just commit them very much into your care and just pray, Lord, for your love, blessing and grace to be upon them as we ask it in your name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you both.
Should you give me the mic?
Please stay seated, and as we come towards communion, we'll sing together from our hymn books, number 1086, Light of the World.
Here I am to worship.
I've just realised I've neglected to ask anybody to help me serve this morning, so if somebody could volunteer, thank you very much. If I could, two other people. Thank you, Yanni. Thank you. We read the words in John's epistle, where God is faithful and will forgive us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We shall shortly be reading the prologue from John's Gospel. And in a number of commentaries I've read that you will see it described as being a mystical approach. I would say suggest that is wholly wrong. I have deliberately taken our call to worship from this same writer. This man was not a mystic. This was somebody who dealt with the ultimate realities of life, who knew of whom he was speaking, and he knew what we are before God, that we are a fallen people, but if we know him, that we are a redeemed people and that he has brought us back. So as we come to communion, the Lord's Supper, we are sharing real bread and real wine. It is real food that actually nourishes our bodies. How much more does the spiritual food that we imbibe at this table nourish our spirits and our lives? This table is for every believer in Jesus. It is not our table. Our Lord is the host of this meal. So if you're visiting and take communion, please do join with us this morning. But it is serious. So if you do not know Jesus as your Saviour and Lord, simply let the bread and wine pass you by. Similarly, we do ask children to discuss their faith with an elder before partaking. We receive the bread and then the wine and hold these until we then all eat and drink together. The Apostle Paul speaks. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's pray. Lord, as we would take this bread in our hands, we're very conscious, Lord, that we are being reminded that it is your literal and physical body that was nailed to that cross. That wicked men would take you, that powers and authorities would set themselves against you. But Lord, you came here as the Lamb of God, a sacrifice for sin, ordained from all eternity. So Lord, we just take this bread this morning, and we are humbled by what you have done as we physically take this bread in our hands and give you thanks. Amen. Can I help us?
noticed anyone.
I don't think so.
Well, I'll send it.
Can I do that?
Please do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Has everybody been served? Let us eat together with thanksgiving. Paul continues as he speaks to the church in Corinth, and he says, "In the same way he, that is Jesus, took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let's again give thanks. Lord, as we would take this cup, we would be reminded that it's indeed a symbol of your blood being poured out, that it is indeed the only requisite, because we are told in that Old Testament law that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. Lord, those symbols of old, of blood sacrifices that seem so appalling to us in one sense, were there only as an indication of the severity of what sin is before a holy God. So, Lord, as we take this cup this morning, we would engage, remember that it was you, the perfect sacrifice, that has bought us back at such a price, that our sin has been forgiven at the cost of your blood. Lord, we just take this cup and remember you in your name. Amen. Has everybody been served? Then let us drink together with thanksgiving. Paul concludes what he was saying by saying, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Thank you very much. Thank you for stepping in. And we will conclude the communion by singing together from our hymn 315, a very old hymn, but one I feel celebrates something of what we have just done. "I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me." Please stand.
Our healer, the rose of glory.
Thank you. Please be seated. And Frank will now give us our reading from the first 18 verses of John's Gospel.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him there was nothing that was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This is he whom I said, he who comes before me, who comes after me, ranks before me, because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known."
Now, if we come to Keith's ordination, if we could ask Keith to come up. And if I could have Morris and Malcolm, please. Not as many questions as for Frank and Chantal.
Thank you for that.
Keith, we're required to ask you the following questions. Do you believe the Bible to be the written word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice, without error in all that it affirms?
I do.
Do you approve of the form of government of this church?
I do.
Do you accept the office of deacon in this congregation and promise faithfully to perform all the duties thereof?
I do.
Do you promise to promote the purity, peace and unity of this church?
I do.
Thank you very much. And could I ask the members to stand, please? Do you acknowledge and receive this brother as a deacon? And do you promise to give him all that honour, encouragement and obedience in the Lord to which his office entitles him?
We do.
Thank you. Please be seated. And Malcolm will just pray and lead us in prayer.
Father God, we thank you for Keith's commitment to become a deacon in here at Trinity Church. Lord, when we look back in your word at the ordination of the original deacons, the apostles were overworked and busy, and they wanted people to watch over the widows and the finances and distributions for the church, Lord. And we come now full circle to where we are today, Lord, where in fact we had more elders than we had deacons, except for recent weeks. So we thank you for Keith's commitment to take on this role. And we ask for your blessings on his decisions and his role, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Right, Malcolm, don't disappear too quickly. If you would pray for our birthday and lead us for birthdays, etc.
Thank you. Well, first of all, there are a couple of birthdays that have already happened, so I'll tell you about them first. A little boy, Ethan Harold Fraser, was born yesterday, and that was Stuart and Isabel's first grandson, so we give thanks for that. And then at the other end, a few years older than that, we've got a birthday coming up on Wednesday, and that's John Smythe. They've got quite a lot happening in the Smythe's lives at the moment. The fact that John's just come out from hip surgery requires prayer. And his birthday. And then this very week, their 51st wedding anniversary. And we can add to that still yet another potential happening, and that's they're considering moving. So they're in the throes that many of us have been in, about looking at other properties and searching and measuring and deciding, and a time of intense activity and sometimes trauma in their lives. And then another birthday, which is already gone, but last Thursday, Sienna, Zoe's daughter, it was her birthday last Thursday. So could I ask Sienna to come forward and choose a sticker, please? Who's that, she's saying? Okay. You choose a sticker and then Mummy puts it on your top. That one, okay. There we go. It's a little caterpillar saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord indeed. Okay, thank you. Let's just bow our heads and pray in thankfulness for this anniversaries and birthdays. So Lord, from the very youngest, little Ethan, who's had his very first birthday literally yesterday, to John Smythe, who's a few years older, we just pray, Lord, that in between there with little Sienna, that you bless them, and we would encourage other people to put forward their dates to put in our birthday book, so that we can pray for them from the front here, Lord. And we pray for many, many years for each of them, Lord. And mostly we pray for your blessings on their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Malcolm. And we'll take this opportunity to take up an offering for the work of this church. Thank you. This is just to give thanks. Lord, as we would take these gifts and as we think of them, others that are given by different means, electronically, through banks, etc. But Lord, we know that in fact there is nothing that we can bring to you. You indeed hold all things in your hand. You are the Father of lights. And Lord, we just pray now that as we've minister these gifts, we just pray that you will indeed endow the deacons with understanding and wisdom in their distribution. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Right, time for children. Children singing.
John 10, verse 28, I give them eternal life, servants and go to heaven, and they will never perish. So when we have eternal, no one, that's a big important word, no one will snatch them from my hand. And that's God talking about all the people who are believers. So I'm going to draw a hand. Mind us that no one, that means absolutely no one, snatch us from his hand. Okay. Now, we talked a bit about God's love as well. And there's a verse in Romans. Now, Romans, Old Testament, New Testament. It's New Testament. Romans 8, verses 38-39. For I am sure that neither death, so even when you die, neither life, even when you're living here, nor angels, nor things present, that means now, or things come, and that means in the future, powers, nor height. I've been on a beautiful mountain in Wales, so second tallest mountain in England, still there with his love, nor height, nor depth, nothing to phrase as doing scuba diving under the water, even there God was with them, nor anything else in creation will be able to say absolutely nothing to take away God's love from us. So let's draw a nice big heart. Now those are two really good verses. It's really important to learn verses from the Bible so we can remember things like that even ahead. But what do you think God has done to show us that he doesn't want to let us go? He tells us so much. What is the one biggest thing he's done to show us that? Some one thing he actually did. Yes, didn't he? He died for us on the cross. Loves us, and he holds us in our hands to let us go. Right, that is such an important thing to remember. Yeah, such an important thing. Well, we're going to sing a song about how Jesus came down to earth to be with us. And you know, even though he loves us, in his hands, it doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen to us. And we need to remember that he's with us when those bad things happen, because he's been here too. He came down to earth with us. So, some of you, I'm hoping, will know this song, because we haven't got any music today, and it's called Jesus Was Born a Baby, to that song.